Good morning. This is Oscar with Katie Benson.
Hey, Oscar. Good morning. This is Charlie over here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I am blessed. How are you, Charlie?
Same. I'm blessed too. Happy to be alive on this Monday morning. Oh man, it's a little cloudy. It's a little cold, but you know, it's all good. A little water doesn't hurt nobody. I know last time we talked, you wanted to do some research on our company before you got started here with us. You told me to call you around today, this time, to see where you would like to go from here and see if you'd like to get everything started up. And I do have some spots available for my tech team to give you a call to do your onboarding call, so you would be able to have everything in process of being worked on today. But again, it's back to you on how you'd like to proceed from here.
Of course. Well, I do appreciate you giving us a call back. Give me 1 second to pull up my notes.
Yeah, no problem. How was your weekend?
It was a blessed weekend. Relaxing, nice. Calm, and productive.
Nice.
Okay. So I did see most of the reviews were great. Of course, some small negative ones, but I think that's what it entails after running such a long time. You eventually get those one or two clients.
Sure.
Okay. What questions? Sure. What does it look like to work with y'all?
Yeah, good question. So with the Google Channel partner, one thing is speed. Okay. So typically for us, it takes 30 to 45 days to get everything and running on the first page of Google and running at max capacity. When you're looking at somebody that's not a Google Channel partner, you're looking at 3 to 6 months, before you're looking on the first page or even getting any type of results. Also too, customer satisfaction. I don't know if you saw, but on our Google listing, we actually had to the right, instead of customer satisfaction, we have 4.9 out of 5. So the customer service that you have here is amazing. You will be able to call in and always get a live agent. You will not be like talking to robots, and it's not a bank. So you're not like trying to navigate through anything. We have extensions that we give you, and we walk you through the process and handhold you and make sure that you're getting the premium service that you pay for.
Okay, awesome. All right, and then you mentioned to be on the first page of Google around 30 to 45 days.
Yes.
Is that a certain distance, or is that all of Katy, or how does that work?
Yes.
Target areas.
Good question. So that's why we paired it up with the Facebook campaign. We're going to be able to help you retarget those areas there. Typically, the Google Business Profile itself only gives you 10 to 15 miles. So that's why we pair it with the Facebook, because now we're able to expand that out. Now, to get on that first page, that's for all the services that you provide. That's why it takes a little longer, because we're making sure that all the services that you provide, you're being found for on that first page.
Okay, awesome. So you guys primarily focus on Facebook or Google? Is it like 50-50? I'm sure they work together, but...
We work them together. So anybody that searches your service on Google, we repair that up with a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So I don't know if you've ever done like a search on Google before. Let's just say for like a new tool that you need or whatever the case may be. And then you go to like your social media and you start seeing that tool populating everywhere. And you're like, I was just searching for it.
Okay.
Or you're like, oh my gosh, they're listening to me, you know? That's what we do. Yeah. That's how that works. So anytime somebody searches, we're able to retarget them. Now, your business would come up. There would be a click-to-call button if you want us to push it to your website, if you want us to message them to message you. Really just depends on how you like to be contacted. We can make that happen for you.
Interesting. Okay. I do like that idea. So the focus is, if they search anything up on Google regarding like fence repair, the ad will come up on their Facebook, is what you're saying.
100%.
Okay. Okay. And okay, budgeting wise, because I did see you had mentioned different price ranges.
Yes.
In my opinion, just for the service, per lead, per click, per call, or how does that work?
perfect question. So the $299 is an unlimited call service. So you would only pay $299 month to month. There is no tax on that. There's no hidden fees or anything like that. It's just coming out at $299. Now, that being said, when you're talking about click per call or click per lead, you're not paying us any of those things. Okay. So this is not something that's any of those. You're just paying that $299 and we allocate $100 to your advertising budget for Facebook. So you don't have to pay in addition to an advertising budget. Okay.
Okay. That was my follow up question. So $200 is for y'all service for me to hire y'all, but $100 you guys use for the actual marketing.
For the retargeting campaign. Yes.
Okay.
For Facebook. Yeah. And then for us to populate you and keep you up there. Cause we use a lot of analytical clicks and views and everything like that that's going on in your area. So we want to make sure you're coming up for the key phrases that you want, right? So anytime somebody searches that phrase, we want to make sure it's a popular phrase. So then that way you're not just getting like, you know, three views on a search phrase. We want to make sure you get in the views that you need to get the customers to contact you directly.
Of course. And will I be able to track that? Do you guys have like an app or a website where I would be able to see those analytics, or do I get a call from y'all, or how does that work? That way track my money.
Yeah. Good question. So 100% trackable. We actually make a custom tracking system for you that my tech team, when you go through the onboarding call, will provide you a username and password. And in there, you would be able to access everything. How many clicks you're getting through Google, how well your Facebook campaign is running, how many clicks you're getting from there as well. Also too, we do help you get on other platforms. So you'll see those platforms, like on the Yahoo and the Bing, on how many, you know, the calls are coming from there. Typically, most of the calls are going to come from Google anyways, but you'll be able to track everything in an app that we create for you.
Okay, awesome. And as far as control over the online presence, do I just share y'all as an authorized user? Do y'all take control of it, or how does that work?
Yeah, good question. So you're just going to add us on there as a user. It's basically going to tell Google and Facebook that, hey, they're working with us on this matter, and that's it. You still have full 100%, like you still have access to your Google Business profile and your Facebook. We don't take those. We don't claim those as our own or anything like that. They are yours to keep forever. We're just helping you, populate on that first page and then doing the retargeting campaign for you.
Okay. Awesome. And you had mentioned there was going to be, you're going to waive the onboarding fee to a certain amount. What were the numbers that I was looking at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just a $299 flat fee. Typically, we do, if the website that I sent you last time, it was $599 month-to-month with a $299 setup fee. What I did was I gave you that in-business credit for established rate, so I brought the monthly down to $299 month-to-month, so helping you with the $300, and then I waived the setup fee altogether. So you're not even paying any type of setup fee or anything like that. You're just paying that flat fee that you would pay the month-to-month with today. And then, obviously, February 22nd, the $299 would come out again.
Awesome. That sounds great. I do appreciate that. Yeah. And then after that, if I was happy, well, hopefully I am happy with the service, do y'all have different packages after that, or just that's y'all's, I guess, core package you have?
No, so that's actually our most popular package. A lot of people like to get started with that. We definitely have higher up packages where we can do Google advertising as well, where it shows up above the map section on a sponsored ad. So we do have things for you to grow when your company, obviously when you want to attack that. That does push you out as far as you would like to 100 miles with that package. So that one does get you kind of out there as well. If it's available, there's another package called Google Guarantee, and that's a cost per lead deal. But you would have to qualify for that. You'd have to go through like background check, social security check, everything like that, because that's basically telling Google as a client searching that you are a verified, accredited, verified company through Google at that point. So we have different packages for you, yeah.
But you recommend going first to this package, the $299.
In the mile radius that you want to target, absolutely. It's the cheapest for you. At the same time, you're getting in front of your customers. If you want to do the Google ads, it's up to you. I just think you're just kind of wasting 70 miles. If you're not going that far, you're just kind of overpaying at that point.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's go ahead and bring me on board.
Cool. All right. Let me just do something here. I want to verify and just make sure you have everything correct, because I like to do things, my father says, do them once so that way you don't have to go back and do them again. So for the business name, I have Katy Fence, correct? And that's K-A-T-Y?
Correct. It's pronounced Katie.
Katie. I don't know why I keep saying Katy. I said that last time. I'm so sorry. and then for the business address, what did you use for your Google Business profile for that address, or have you changed addresses since then?
Do you have an address right now on file?
I do not, but let me check something actually. Let me see if they've hit it. Sometimes they won't.
Because it's supposed to be hidden, just want to see if you can find it on the page.
It is hidden, so I can't find it on the page now. It's hidden.
Okay, and I'm assuming you need it.
I'm going to need it because they're just going to verify with us that you're the authorized user. They're going to just make sure.
Okay, awesome. The address is 20406 Purple Sunset Court, Katy, Texas.
Purple
Sunset Court.
And then that's 77449?
Correct.
Okay. And then I have a question for you. So it doesn't cost you anything extra. It just it's a deal that we put on here because we're able to track the calls. Now, it's a Google Business phone number that would go on the front of your Google Business profile. The calls would get automatically directed to you, but you would be able to track the calls on what kind of customers you're getting. Now, that would go into the tracking system itself, but it's 100% optionable if you want to do that or if you would just like to keep the number that you have on there.
So it would be a different phone number that they see online, but yeah, it would be rerouted to the phone number that I have.
Put differently online, but it would be rerouted straight to the phone number that you're having right now.
Yeah, I don't see that as being a big deal. Okay, and that just helps basically to track the leads.
It helps track the calls that are coming in, like I said, and you'll be able to have that in your dashboard. We'll put that in there.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, so you want that?
Yes.
Okay. I just know some people, they're like, I don't want to change my phone number. And I'm like, that's fine. We don't have to. So we'll just do that for you there. And then Oscar's your first name. Oscar, what's your last name?
Last name is Gutierrez, which is spelled G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z.
Awesome. And then for an email address, what's the best email address to send everything over to you in writing as well once we're done?
It'll be the company email, which is Katy, K-A-T-Y, Fence, company at gmail.com.
Gotcha. I need to put that company in there. Because right now on file, we just have Fence. Okay. Make sure I have that correctly for you there. Perfect. And then your central time as well. And then for a good phone number for you to send text messages to, just like updates on everything, is the 832-903-1380. A good number for you?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And let me see here. Let me just make sure I have everything here for you. Okay. And then I know you mentioned something last time about the website. Did you want us to build you a brand new website, or are you good with the website that you have?
No website needed right now, I guess, okay. As we continue to build this up. But yes, I do plan on getting a new website just because, one, I don't have control over mine.
Okay.
Second, I don't have, the only reason I had it in the beginning was just to show that, hey, we're a legit business, here's the work. But we've never received leads from there.
Yeah. Websites are tricky, because it's really about, marketing it. So it's hard to track like a call coming from a website, if you don't have like a phone number there. And then it's like a storefront as well. So, I mean, you'll see like these hole in the wall places that have like an open sign, but nobody knows that they're there because they're hidden. It's the same thing with the website. If they're not being showed in front of your customers, nobody really can find you unless, you know, you're in front of your customers there. So.
Correct. Yeah.
Which is good. Okay. Let me see here. For some reason I cannot. Give me 1 second.
And Charlie, once I get on process, will I have one person designated to my account, or will I be like talking to multiple people?
With your onboarding team, they'll give you like their extension. Now we have different people that do different accounts because we have specialists, right? So we have like somebody that handles strictly just like your Google account, and we have specialists that handle just strictly like a Facebook account. So, you will have that information though, like when I send everything over to you, and then also too, you'll have my extension. If you ever just needed to get a hold of me for anything, you could always call me and I could always have that person reach out to you as well.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, I like to leave an open door policy with my customers, so.
Because I did see that in some of the reviews, a lot of these people were saying, people by specific name, saying, I continue to ask for this person really helped me out, instead of having that, I need to call 10 different people that have no idea with what's going on with my personal account. So.
Yeah, like I said, if at that point, your onboarding person will tell you their extension, and they usually will be able to handle that. If at any point like they're caught up in another onboarding call or a meeting or something like that, like I said, just reach out to me, and then I can have the designated person reach out to you for sure.
Okay, awesome.
And then for services that you provide, let me see. Give me 1 second. What do you provide for the services that you want to be found for?
Okay, just I guess to get your perspective, when you found us online, what do you think we focus on? I just want to see from...
Oh, go ahead.
I just want to see it from the consumer perspective. Of course, I'll tell you what I want to be known as, but if you look us up, what do you think we focus on?
Well, I know you guys do installation, but do you guys do like any type of repairs and stuff like that?
Yes. So things that we focus on is fence replacement, whether it's wood, chain link, or metal.
Okay.
Repairs on the subcategory, just to try to get the lead in.
Replacement, and then you guys do installation as well?
Yes, installation is our primary like replacement of a full fence, but we do repairs as well.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Just. Okay. Okay, got that for you there. Okay, so I want to make sure. And then do you have any specific cities or areas that you want to target?
Yes. Can I give you the zip codes or do you need a city name?
You can do zip code or you can do cities. It's up to you.
Give me 1 second to pull the map up. Okay, how many zip codes do you need or want?
It's up to you. I think you can go up to 6 or 12, depending on the mile radius you'd like.
Okay. So, pulling it up now. Okay, so just the first one that I primarily want to focus on is 77494. 77450. 77491. 77449. 77094. 77079.
Can you say that one more time? That last 77079. 79. Okay. And 77433. Okay. Cool. All right. I want to make sure my tech team has that, so I'll put that in your notes for you as well, along with the services that you provide. That way they can make those changes for you, put that up in there. Okay. And then to secure the listing here, Oscar, are you using a credit card for the company, a debit card?
Credit card for the company.
Okay. Is it just KD Fence company on there?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Does it have your first and last name on there, or is it just the business name?
Yes, it has my first and last name as well.
Okay. Give me 1 sec. I just want to make sure I have all the right stuff here for you. Okay. And then is it still the 20406 Purple Sunset Court? Is that the billing address for that?
Yes.
Okay. Texas 77449?
Yes.
Okay. And then is it a MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. And then I'm ready when you are for the card number.
Card number is 4246-3153-8855-1275.
Okay. And then, can I read this back to you, actually?
Of course.
Okay. I have 4246-3153-8855-1275.
Correct.
Awesome. And then month and year?
month is December, and year 28.
And then the three-digit code.
Three-digit code is 218.
Okay. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a security question for you. This just protects you from anybody calling that you don't think it's us. So every time we ask you this question, you always know we're calling you, and then we always know that you're talking to us as well. We never here at Local Splash sell or give out your information, so we always want to make sure we're talking to you, Oscar, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I got three. You could have one. I have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City that I was born in, mother's name, and pet's name. First pet's name?
Yeah, so you can have one of those. Which one would you like?
Let's do mother's.
Mother's maiden name? Okay. And what's your mom's maiden name?
Anna Carrera, A-N-A, and then Carrera's C-A-R-E-R-R-A.
Okay. All right. I have to type it in twice here, and they don't show us the letters, so I have to make sure I spelled everything correctly. All right. Give me one sec. Perfect. Okay. Awesome. Thank you for your patience, too. I know going through this could be a little bit of a process. So, all right. So I have everything here for you. Like I said, I got the $299. I waived the setup fees. I have everything set up that I'm going to send over to my tech team. I'm almost done here. What I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to take you through this voice verification. It's just the outline of the service agreement that you and I talked about here. This is another added form of protection for you that will be sent to you in writing to your email as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to go through this. If you have any questions, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I'll rephrase it for you if you don't understand, and then we'll be able to move on to the next one, okay?
Cool.
Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
KD Fence Company.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Oscar Gutierrez, owner.
Perfect. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Oscar, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. That's more of just like updates for you as well. We're not going to bombard you with stuff. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, you do agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup, which is just the initial term because I waived the account setup for you, will be charged today, which is January 2nd, in the non-refundable amount, the $299. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd in the amount of $299. This is a recurring payment. Now, Oscar, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and agree.
Perfect. Now, I want to set you up with my onboarding call with my tech team. What's a good, oh man, these things are filling up quick. What's a good time for you to do that today? I have availability at 12 p.m., 1 p.m., you can say 5 p.m. 12 p.m.?
Into 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I want to say everything came good on my end as well, so I want to formally welcome you, Oscar, to Local Splash. We're like a family here, so I want to say welcome to the family. If at any time, like I said, if you know you need to get a hold of somebody, you want to change something, let us know. You always have my extension and my number that will be emailed over to you as well, okay?
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the easy introduction introduction and you're great at sales.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So I'm just going to set everything should have been sent to you in an email to you. And then also you should have received, I apologize, you might receive like 3 text messages from us. It's just welcoming you to Local Splash. There is one text message in there though that is our terms and conditions. It should say, hey Oscar, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Okay.
Let me know when you get that. Should be a text message to that. Now that's going to be a link. Yeah.
Okay. I got 2. Which one do you want me to click on first?
Let me see. Here.
I got the packages one first, text message, and the second was the invoice, I think.
Let me see. The invoice one, it should say, yeah. So it should say, Oscar, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. That's the text message that should have came through. And then it'll say, please click here, and it'll have a link that says my.localsplash.com/terms. And then it'll actually have your phone number at the back end of that link as well.
Okay.
Do you see that? Now, once you click on that link, were you able to click on it or find it?
Yes, it's getting me to like a contract form, so I'm taking a quick look at it.
Yeah, so this is our terms and conditions. That's the outline as well of what you and I talked about. Once you take your time on here, once you do look at it, there's 2 buttons there. I would always, you're going to have to click the I certify and the card authorized user, but also to click the SMSs, because let's say you're out on a job or you're, you know, with a customer or something and we try to call you, we will just send you maybe a quick text message that says, hey Oscar, Local Splash here, we want to just give you an update, that's why we were calling you on X, Y, and Z, and then that way you can communicate with us through there if that's easier at that point of time as well.
Okay.
And then once you sign your name, Oscar Gutierrez, you're just going to, or it's actually, you're going to type it in. You're going to click confirm signature, and it's going to take you to a login form. It's going to have a username and password. Let me know when you get there, okay?
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, you're already there. You're fast. So that's going to be where my tech team is going to give you the login credentials, and then that's going to be where we're going to be able to show you the tracking system that we have for you, okay?
Awesome.
Okay. So you should have everything in your emails as well. I sent you over an email with a Google Calendar. Actually, you probably should check right now just to make sure if it didn't go to your inbox. It might have went to your spam. It's coming from me, Charlie Mullenkamp, at localsplash.com. It's just going to tell you that my tech team is going to call you at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, And then that way they can, they're going to call you anywhere from 12, 12, 15. So just give them that window right there. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. I did get that email. So
perfect.
I was able to press yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Well, you're all set here. I'm going to get working on your account. That way I can get this all over to them and then they'll be giving you a call. So that way they can get you all set up today and we can get rocking and rolling with you. Okay, Oscar.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you very much, Charlie.
All right. No problem. If you have any questions, don't feel free to just reach out. Don't be a stranger.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. Talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.